USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York is one of a handful of states dealing with a serious outbreak of measles. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced a public health emergency and ordered mandatory vaccinations in an ultra-Orthodox Jewish neighborhood in Brooklyn.
We have a situation now where children are in danger. We have to take this seriously.
He said there are fines for unvaccinated kids for up to $1,000. WCBS-TV, Janet DeAngelis.
Ordering mandatory vaccinations in Williamsburg is an attempt by the city to put an end to this crisis. There have been 285 confirmed cases in Brooklyn and Queens since the outbreak began in October. Most involve those in the Orthodox Jewish community. If a Williamsburg yeshiva opens its doors to children not vaccinated against the measles, the health department warns it could result in violations or school closure.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Full House star Lori Loughlin, her husband and 14 other parents now face an additional charge of money laundering in the college admission scandal. All of the parents connected to this college admission scheme were originally charged with a criminal complaint and one federal charge. Facebook has announced some new policies on how to handle the accounts of people who've died. The social network says it will use artificial intelligence to find the profiles of people who are deceased and stop birthday reminders from being sent out. The company says it's also adding a tribute section to accounts that have been memorialized, that is, designated as belonging to someone who has died. Family members and friends will be able to use this section to write posts and share photos. But Facebook says from now on, only family members and friends will be able to memorialize an account. Previously, anyone could do so. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The Attorney General has made a trip to Capitol Hill. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Americans will soon be able to read the Mueller report within a week. Attorney General Bill Barr was testifying on Capitol Hill, and he says he hopes to have it ready within a week and is working with his Department of Justice team to make sure the public can read as much of the report as possible. And regarding the redacted parts?
This whole mechanism for the special counsel, as I said, was established during the Clinton administration in the wake of Ken Starr's report. And that's why the current rule says that the report should be kept confidential.
President Trump's tax returns have been the topic of a hearing on Capitol Hill. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is aware that a congressional committee wants the IRS to turn over President Trump's tax returns. Mnuchin, who oversees the IRS, says his department's lawyers have been discussing the matter with the White House, but
I want to be very clear and not be misleading. I acknowledge that there were conversations. I am not briefed on the full extent of those conversations.
He does tell a panel of the House Appropriations Committee that his department intends to follow the law and is reviewing the request. The deadline set by the House Ways and Means Committee for the IRS to turn over the tax returns is Wednesday. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.